Let us continue here. Let's fill a request now for listener Ben Warfield. This was also on the request list of Davey Hecht. I missed some requests here. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm sorry, folks. But let's go to Brooklyn, New York. And this song, wait a minute here. I think this is the group's debut single, Read, if I'm not mistaken, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, what happened with this record is, this record, it's a crazy record. If you want to talk about an up-tempo, speedy, fast record, this is one, because this song was never done this fast. If you know other versions of this tune, Unchained Melody, they are all ballads. I don't know if you ever heard an up-tempo version of the song, but this is, after this group went on American Bandstand and lip-synced this song, then orders started to come in for this record, and it started to take off a little bit. It was played here in the New York area. Okay, this is on Al Silver's Herald record label. This is the group's first of two on the label. Now, the ones later on, I think this might have been their debut single. Okay, the lead singer on this, his name is Vito Balsamo. And I think when Dick Clark, I mean, he had a heavy Italian accent, if you listen to him, I think on that interview that Dick Clark did on the program sometime in what, summer of 1963, because that's when this record came out. So let's go to August of 63 by request for Ben Warfield and Davey Hecht. Vito and the Salutations is the name of the group. Vito Balsamo on lead, and their rendition of the tune Unchained Melody. Here you go, Ben and Davey, for you.
Come on, pretty baby, hold me too. Come on, pretty baby, one more time. Wait for me. Wait for me. I'll be coming home, my baby.
Be coming home. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
Yeah, August 1963 release there for Vito and the Salutations. Vito Balsamo is the lead singer on that, doing a really revved up version of Unchained Melody. That one there on the Herald label. Extraordinary Girl is another one they do that is up-tempo like that. That's their first of two for the Herald label. And that's going out to Ben Warfield and also for Davey Hecht. Let us continue now. We are in the 1963 block. Let's do a flip side request for listener Mike Campbell in Florida. Last week we featured this group called The Channels, C-H-A-N-N-E-L-L-S, spelled differently. There is one original member of Earl Lewis's channels with this group. Larry Hampton is his name. The other members were all added. It was like a revamped channels group. And last week we featured the side called Stay, parentheses, That's the Way It's Gotta Be. Mike also requested the flip side. I like this side better, I think. And this features someone by the name of Tony Williams on lead, not Tony Williams of the Platters, a different Tony Williams, okay? And he's trying to sound, though, I think, like Earl Lewis is what I think he's trying to do. Anyway, this came out in January of 63. This is on the HIT, H-I-T label, which was out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. And these are the channels. It's going out to Mike Campbell. This extinguishes all your requests of the Channels records, Mike. The Channels with You Hurt Me, parentheses, Over Again. Here you go, from January 63. Here we go. There going out to listener Mike Campbell in Florida, the sound of the Channels spelled differently, two N's and two L's. January 63 release. I agree, Reed, trying to sound like the whatever song that, well, what song could that be? Earl Lewis and the Channels. They're definitely trying to emulate that channel sound with Earl Lewis. You Hurt Me, parentheses, Over Again. And that's on the HIT label out of, excuse me, Elizabeth, New Jersey, for Mike Campbell. Let us continue here. We are in 1963. Let's fill a request for listener John Cummins. This isn't an easy record to find. Reed recognized it. Okay, and the label is called Boss Records. There are a number of labels under Boss, B-O-S-S, okay, different cities in the United States, like Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Detroit, Louisville, New York, San Francisco, and this Boss label is out of Chicago, okay, and it's the only release for this Chicago group. They were known as the Ranels, R-A-N-N-E-L-S, and the song written by the group's lead singer, his name is Ranel Bowen is the lead singer. This one from 1963. This is for John Cummins. He has expensive taste. The Ranels on Boss. It's called Boom, Baby. Here you go, John, for you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, John Cummins, that's by request for you. That sounds like Blue Moon by the Marcells, right? Although this record came out in 1963, they're called the Ronells, okay? And the lead singer that you heard there, his name is Ronell Bowen. He's the lead singer. It's on the Boss label. It's out of Chicago, a rare Chicago 45. Boom Baby is the name of the tune. We're winding down here, folks. Three more 45s to go. Got one more bonus track for you. Tell me what you think about this record. Been playing some California bonus records. You like those California sounds? Well, here is another one. This is on Lou Bedell's Era Records, and supposedly this group is really the Four Dots, that recorded for Freedom Records in 1958. They do a cool tune called Pleading for Your Love. Now, that group included Jule Akins, of course, had a big hit in 1965 called The Birds and the Bees, and supposedly he is a member of this group. They are called The Composers. I paid $5 for this 45. Tell me if you think it's worth $5, this record. Okay, and this one from November of 1963. I think this is a cool ballad, a tune written by Albert Stone. Here are The Composers on Era Records with their tune called I Had a Dream. Tell me what you think. The Composers from November 63. Here we go.
And I...
Darn it. Johnny G messing up.
I had a dream last night. I dreamed I held you tight and loved you. Oh, loved you.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. said you'd love me till the end of time. Yes, love me. Oh, love me. 'Cause it's all right.
Okay, Reed, you proved me correct then. Okay. And that group called The Composers. The Composers from November 63. That's a bonus track, folks, on the Era record label. I Had a Dream is the name of the tune. Two more 45s to go here. They're both requests. Let's give fill a request now for listener Delwood Jeff now, as this group hails from Camden, New Jersey, and they took their demo to DJ Jerry Blavitt. He was a DJ at WCAM and asked if he would play their record. They took the demo there, and he said Jerry liked the song and asked them, you know, what's the name of your group? And they said, well, we really don't have a name. We don't have a name. So he said, well, how about we call you the No Names? Well, how does that sound? And so they said, okay, we'll take that. So they got the demo over to Guidon Records. It was a label out of Philadelphia, and they got it. They put this out, and the tune written by group member Al Morrison. Now, the lead singer on this, his name is Douglas Gordon. This came out in July of 1964 on Guidon Records for Delwood Jeff. Here are the No Names, and their tune is one word. It's called L-O-V-E. The song is called Love. Here you go, Jeff. For you, the No Names. Okay, folks, there you go. That one there going out to listener Delwood Jeff. I remember that tune. Used to hear it on Oldies Radio here in the New York area, July 1964. They're called the No Names. That's Douglas Gordon on lead, the No Names on the Guidon label. L-O-V-E, Love is the name of the tune. That's going to do it for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show. I want to thank you for joining Johnny G, listening to these cool 45s out of my collection. You just heard, we started at 9 p.m. We started in 1958. We're ending in 1965 here tonight. And if you missed last night's show, it's up on my YouTube. You can listen to the archive. We began with 1950. I know many of you liked that Dinah Washington record I played last night, and Dennis Fluharty requested the flip side, so you're going to hear the flip next week. But Saturday nights that I'm here from 9 to midnight, I play the 50s through 1957. We play the records by year. I pick it up again on Sunday from 1958. I think lots of you, a lot of my listeners like that style, how I play it. So anyway, so that's what we do on the weekends here. I'll be back on Wednesday evening with soul requests out of my collection. So I still have a lot of records to play. There's half of them, well, not even half of them, are over there on the wall there, you see. And Bill Loeb will be sitting back there on next Thursday. So anyway, that's going to do it for tonight's show, folks. I hope you enjoyed all the tunes tonight. And please, if you are new to this program, please consider subscribing to Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show. It keeps the copyright police away. Did they show up once tonight? No, they did not, because they don't know these songs. What was the hit I played? Once in a While. They didn't come out then because I had a big crowd. That's why. The more people I have that tune into the program, the better it is. So anyway, and all your comments and your likes and your comments on my webpage and your subscriptions, that's what makes them stay away from me. Anyway, but I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Charlene, for your help. We're going to close the show tonight with a request for Jim Lampley in Texas. I don't know anything about this record. All I know is it was in the Kreider book, the Gray book, and when Jeff Beckman was selling out his collection, I ended up winning it in an auction, not for a lot of money either, because people didn't know this record. So I said, well, I'll buy it. So I ended up buying it. But this is on Little D Records, okay, is the name of the label. And the group is at, which I think is out of Baltimore. The label is out of Baltimore. It's written and produced by John Watkins. It's arranged by Joel Wells, W-E-L-Z. And it's Little D and the Delighters. I'm trying to see if there's a name there in the writer credits. No. But anyway, I'm sorry with the call, with the allergies, folks. So our closer tonight is for Jim Lampley in Texas. This one released in March of 1965. They're called Little D. I think it's a girl. Little D and the Delighters on Little D Records. And the song is called Oh, My Darling. That's our closer, folks. Want to thank everybody for being here this evening. Want everybody to have a safe and happy week. I hope I see you on Wednesday evening right here on YouTube or Oldies and More Radio for the soul edition of the Vinyl Treasure Show. Just want to say, everybody, so long. Here you go, Jim, for you, Little D and the Delighters. Here we go.